BBC Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Thursday's podcast, including an amazing Strictly Come Bingo with Bargain Hunt's Tim Wannacott, Greg's on Real or No Real, and more arguments you've had about things that haven't even happened. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. Whoop, 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 3 days to the Teen Awards.
It's near now, isn't it? It's really, really near.
This is Scott Mills. You all right, Christopher?
I'm very good, yeah.
Looking forward to bingo today?
I am, yeah. Yeah. How's your training been going today for Strictly?
I think that I've got the routine now.
Okay.
I seem to be learning it a lot quicker.
When will you slip? Like, when will be the point that, you know, it's such a difficult dance that there's a risk of you being injured or...
Or
injuring your partner.
Messing it up.
Just something a bit, you know, a bit of excitement.
Oh, there's possible injuries this week.
Is there?
Foot. Yeah, definitely. If I don't get it right, if I don't grab her leg in time, then she's going to go flying off.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
And are you just hamming this up or is there...
No,
a real chance they could
I've dropped her three times already.
Excellent.
In the rehearsal.
I mean, obviously, it's not good that she's hurt or anything. I just mean that it's good that it'll be an exciting one.
Yeah, absolutely. Today, we've got Tim Wannacott off of Bargain Hunt playing Strictly Come Bingo with his lovely dance partner, Nelly Lowe. And you're going to be involved as well, so it's a three-way. We've melded together Innuendo Bingo and Strictly Come Dancing for another mirror ball getting wet session. The live lounge is looking absolutely brilliant again. Some red velvet curtains, some careful use of uplighting, and a mirror ball. It looks good, doesn't it, in there, doesn't it?
It does. Are we going to have a butler again?
Yes,
that
actually.
That was a nice touch last time, I
We thought. Do have a butler with a jacket on, and he's going to be serving some wine.
Ooh.
Halfway through.
Wine?
Yes, I mean, you're not going to spit with the wine. It's going to be water as normal, but he will, if you fancy it afterwards, have a nice semillon.
Oh, lovely.
Which he's going to serve up for you. There it is, see? And the butler's all ready to go. You know Tim Wannacott, Bargain Hunt.
On wet days, when you can't go riding, you come up here, get your legs astride this fellow, and bounce up and down.
Okay, good.
Well, listen, first up are your sugar nips.
You know Tim Wannacott.
Interesting, this one. It's a 19th century, the Hallmark Silver. We've catalogued it as a moustache brush, but I'm sure you're all aware it's a lady's muff brush.
Yep, so Bargain Hunt's Tim Wannacott. At 1:45, he's been on Innuendo Bingo so many times, it's only right that we get him on to play today, I think. So this is new. It's a track called Stay by Henry Crinkle. That is Henry Crinkle. Henry Crinkle off of Estonia.
What, I'm trying to imagine what he looks like. For me, in my head, he looks like Tim Wannacott.
No, I think he's going to look like an Eastern European dance producer with like a bald head.
Really? Because I'm imagining a sort of 60-year-old bloke.
No.
Spectacle, that kind of thing.
What, with like rainbow specs around his neck?
Like something off Cluedo.
On a chain. No. People are like, what did you say his name was? Henry Crinkle. Soon he'll become a household name. Oh. 26th of October, that's out. It's called Stay, previous Radio 1 track of the day.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Various people now sending in pictures of them on a night out with Henry Crinkle. Thanks for those. Now I know exactly what he looks like. Not what I imagined at all. Quite curly hair.
Can I ask about something that I've been tweeted? It regards something that you did on Monday on Strictly It Takes Two. You were on that show, right?
I'm on every week with the lovely Zoe Ball.
Now, Zoe Ball asked you about me, apparently, and you gave a response which sounds mildly insulting.
Chris Dart, your comedy partner, and is he producer on your show?
Yeah,
he has a proper role, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just there, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he is trying to start the crab as a craze all over
the
countryside.
Yeah, he wants it to be the new Gangnam Style.
What was I supposed to say? You're not the producer?
No, I'm not, but he's just there. You can't exactly put that on a business card.
But he's like, he's the producer of your show, right? I was like, what do I say your role is?
To be honest, I don't know either. We've never discussed this, have we?
We've never discussed what your role is.
So
when you're put on the spot like that, like, you just go, yeah, he's there, because I can't say, yes, he's the producer. The actual producer will walk off.
I know. It was an odd thing that you said there. He's just there.
I know. Sorry about that. I just panicked.
Well, Chris Starr, your comedy partner, and is he producer of your show?
Yeah.
He has a proper role, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's just there, yeah.
I just panicked. Mm.
I mean, swear words aside, what is my role?
I don't actually know. It's been ages now, and we've not really ever discussed this, have we?
No, perhaps someone could suggest one for me.
Not happy with comedy partner, though. How you feeling about banter correspondent?
There's a banter liaison officer here.
I quite like that. I'm not keen on hype, man. Not true. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I don't know why this innuendo bingo today is making me laugh so much already. I just don't know why. I've just got a good feeling about it.
I think it's because it's Tim Wannacott. I've only ever seen him on Bargain Hunt. This is huge.
He's such a nice guy.
Does he do DJ sets and club PAs and things like that?
Not yet.
Oh, he's got to.
He does do cruises.
Does he?
Where he goes on and talks about antiques. He was telling me, yeah.
Wicked.
He's a ledge. Tim Wannacott and his gorgeous dance partner, Natalie Lowe from Strictly, are on next, getting absolutely wet through on Strictly Come Bingo. Last week, Steve Backshall off of Nature and his partner, Ola, she didn't know what was going on, did she? He's got massive mouth. Don't think she'd seen the videos before. I think they're both up to speed on what happens. But you know what it's like. Like, when the water actually hits you for the first time, it doesn't matter how many videos you've seen of it, nothing can prepare you for that.
No.
Can we just talk about the butler today, who is Pounder, who is working on the show? What's happened with the tie, please?
Well, so what's going on now is we needed a butler very last minute last week because we ran out of water. Someone came on, they put a tie on it or something, or a jacket. And since then, people have picked up on the butler gimmick, quite like it.
Yeah, I like it.
So it seems that every week now, this is going to get bigger and bigger as a thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, you look good. I like the blazer. The tie, though, it's way short. You can watch this in a minute on the Radio 1 website. Anywhere you can get to a screen that shows Radio 1 website, so phone, tablet, computer, laptop, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1, get to the Radio 1 website, you can watch Innuendo Bingo. If you've never watched it before, it looks magnificent. It's in the live lounge, there's a mirror ball, it looks proper Strictlyfied. The Scott Mills Daily. And we now welcome, for our next instalment of Strictly Come Bingo, Bargain Hunt's Tim Wannacott and his gorgeous dance partner, Natalie Lowe. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are you?
Amazing.
This is so...
Nervous.
Don't be nervous.
This is a place, isn't it, in here, eh? It's like being in a womb.
What do you mean?
Well, it's all kind of purple and pulsing.
Can I just say that was one of my favourite things ever, watching you dance along to that song?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's a pity this is the radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, absolutely.
In a minute, the camera's going to be on.
He was.
Oh, it's nice, though, isn't it? Nice and warm.
Do you know what? With all the lights that we've got for this next bit, Strictly Come Bingo, it's like being in a club.
Yes.
Like out there, it's just like, whoa, there's dry ice, there's a mirror ball, it's pretty cool. Hey, it's a good job your friend Fernando isn't here today, isn't it?
Well, I guess so, yes.
Because his girlfriend and her mates would not be keen, in case she ran off with one of the dancers.
Of course,
Fernando ran off with one of the dancers. Mm. Who's one like Natalie here. Natalie is the person who first introduced me into the world of dance.
Oh, you did, yes.
I had a little dance with her and I was like,
the first to teach you how to waltz and cha-cha-cha.
So was this before you found out who you were with?
Yes.
Yeah.
We just had a little practice before to have a try to see if I liked it.
Oh, see if he was capable.
So then I bet you said, I really hope I get you. And then was it disappointing when you got a different partner?
Not disappointing.
No,
he's in good hands now.
Yeah. Anyway, I thought you got a prenup going.
Now, Tim, you've been on Innuendo Bingo a lot. Because of your appearances on Bargain Hunt and some of the things that you say. Can I just run you through a couple of those?
Okay.
You've been on it for like a long time. Let me just find them, hang on.
Can't imagine why.
Well, it's just things like this.
Well, listen, first up are your sugar nips.
That. And and this one's good.
On wet days, when you can't go riding, you come up here, get your legs astride this fellow, and bounce up and down.
It's not bad, is it, really?
It's good, isn't it?
I seem to remember saying that to Catherine, though, didn't I, about the nips, actually?
Yes.
Yeah, I do remember that one, yeah. That was a very good thing, yes.
It's quite strange seeing... You've not turned up how I expected you to look. I expected... I'm not knocking it at all. I just mean like smartware is what I thought would be.
I thought you were going to say I'm a lot smaller.
Oh no, no, no.
Because I've shrunk, you know, since I've gone on this strictly. Because you know, just amazing.
The weight's falling off.
This is his rehearsal gear that you're seeing today.
T-shirt and bandana.
Yeah.
So you've been rehearsing today this morning.
Yeah.
We got very, very hot in Marylebone.
Did you?
Yeah, we did.
We've been matadoring around the dance floor this morning.
What's your dance?
Paso Doble.
Oh, to what song?
Tina Turner.
Simply the best.
What's so funny about Tina Turner?
He's simply the best, so we're going to use that track.
God, I love this show.
So, what's so funny about me being the best, eh?
No. You were a crab last week.
I was a crab. Do you know what I mean?
You've just
got to go with it when you're on this show.
I'm a bull this week.
I love it. Okay, right, so what we're going to do is we're going to place the legendary Tim and the gorgeous Natalie out into the live lounge. The mirror ball is waiting. If you have never watched this before, you'll be able to watch this on your tablet, on your phone, on your laptop. If you go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Someone in Wakefield says they're taking their lunch an hour early just to watch you guys today. Lauren says, just got home from work in time to watch Strictly Come Bingo. Life is good. Okay, so I'm going to play one more song and then, guys, we'll get you in position. It's going to be a good one today.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
We go over to the live lounge. Are you there, Chris?
I'm here, Scott. This is going to be brilliant.
It's going to be a good one today, I think.
Natty, here's your plastic Mac.
I think I'm going to pass.
You're not going to wear it? You sure? No.
Tim offering the protection as a gentleman would, but it's been rejected.
No. The plastic.
No, I can do this.
Okay, then.
I'm not high maintenance.
Wow, we're not going for the... Okay.
You're not what?
I'm not high maintenance.
Okay.
So the professional dancer, Natalie, has shunned the poncho because she wants to get right involved.
This is going to be good.
This is going to be good.
Right, then.
All right, how are you feeling, Tim?
Well, I was thinking this is a dry house, but I've decided it's definitely not.
No.
It's going to be good.
Yes.
And you can watch this on the Radio 1 website right now. What is that on your head, Tim? I don't know. You often wear those to rehearsals.
Gecko. I do, yes. I find it helps my concentration, actually.
You need another one.
The thing is that Nat goes so fast around this dance floor, I need this re-entry shield. It's like that fella, you know, with the glasses in the old Olympics.
Hey, Tim, I was telling all the crew here at Radio 1 that what a nice man you are, and that they were very excited to meet you. And I said that you're the only person I've ever met that actually says orf.
Yeah, I do quite a lot, actually. Normally with another word before it.
You might want to take that hat off.
It doesn't begin with A either.
No.
Okay, fine.
Okay, right, so Tim Wannacott's about to play Innuendo Bingo with Natalie Lowe. As we meld together two very successful formats, Strictly and Innuendo Bingo. Let's go.
Live from BBC Radio 1, it's time to make another celebrity wet. Once again, it's time for Innuendo Bingo to partner Strictly Come Dancing in Strictly Come Bingo. Taking to the floor this afternoon are the handsome Tim Wannacott, the stunning Natalie Lowe, and the short, pathetic Chris Stark. Now, please welcome your host, Mr. Scott Mills.
Thank you. Cameras are on. Have a look at us at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Chris is wearing his Vote Scott tuxedo shirt again.
Cheers, guys.
But it's just a T-shirt.
I'm not going to do it for another week if it's that kind of intro. I thought last time we agreed that was a bit rude.
I don't write the intros.
It seems to be changing every week. It's getting worse.
Okay, guys, so the rules are just put a lot of water in your mouth. If the innuendo is funny, then obviously it will spray out. Don't bother about the bin, it's just for show. Make sure it's over each other. Here we go. Go on, Natalie, take a sip. Take a sip. Now, first we go to a very popular BBC TV show called Bargain Hunt, and here's presenter Tim Wannacott, who's got a quaint statuette he wants us to have a look at. Although, Tim, did you have to point out this little detail?
This is a rustic gardener. That's why he's hanging on to a hoe.
Small spurts all around there. And we've all got a hoe in the garden, haven't we? If not, then your mum and dad probably have.
Hanging on to a hoe.
Okay, now we've got another daytime TV institution. We're going to Tuesday's Countdown, and showbiz reporter Richard Arnold is here in Dictionary Corner. Have all got your water in your mouths?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Richard always loves being around celebrities, but there's one person in particular who gets him really excited.
I think one of the extraordinary acting talents is this Leonardo DiCaprio, and I think you interviewed him for Wolf of Wall Street?
Wolf of Wall Street, yes.
Is he going to be...
What a charmer. You know, he's 40 next month. So when I met him on the red carpet, I visibly stiffened.
OK. And we're off.
OK. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Well held, Tim.
Well held, Tim. Thank you, Stephen Huddersfield, for spotting that one. And thank you, Richard Arnold.
So when I met him on the red carpet, I visibly stiffened.
OK. Mm. Water, please.
You can change water. You managed to get quite a lot of water in, Tim. Yep. Massive mouth.
He's got a massive mouth. Here we go. And next. We're going over to the Gulf. Ready, everybody? Here we go.
Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot
water. I've not heard that for a while.
Come on. I'm sorry, Natalie. Okay, let's try and get through this one.
Sorry.
It's nice and warm.
Again.
It's not
fun. Ken Brown used to soak his balls in hot water for a good hour before playing cold weather.
And now,
funny the second time round?
Now, a recent favourite from Good Morning Britain and former Home Secretary William Hague is talking to John Stapleton. Water, please. Now, mid-interview here... I think something has suddenly caught John's eye.
It is something that people will have to decide at the general election in May.
You've got a big job on.
Absolutely, as you
Have you got... Are you right there, Tim?
Only William Hague, eh?
Can you hit him, please?
Yep, I'll go for him next.
Natalie, are you OK, Natalie? Are you a bit wet?
I beg your pardon?
Are you a bit wet?
You've got a big job on.
Absolutely, as usual.
William Hague there. As usual. OK.
Oh, wow.
Now we're going over to this week's Stars at Your Service on Channel 4. Please watch this if you're not already on the Radio 1 website. Stars at Your Service, and Molly and Vanessa from the Saturdays have been at the Gherkin collecting donations from city workers. Now, I know bankers get a lot of flack these days, but it sounds like Molly has been... receiving very generously.
I'll go down to Vanessa and be like, oh gosh, my bucket is so full.
Ridiculous.
Thank you.
Don't hold it back, love. Okay, go for it.
Thank you, Marvin, Jane,
yes,
and Cara, okay, who emailed that one to us.
Gosh, my bucket is so full.
Thank you, Molly. And water, please.
Oh.
Where's that waiter? Butler here?
I could do with a top up myself.
Can you get a, you'll notice, because it's Strictly Come Bingo, it's a bit of class. So, can you take some water in your mouth there, please? And you'll notice that this is a fine semi-on.
Thank you.
There we are. Enjoy that. Very well poured there.
Thank you.
Enjoy the semi-on.
Thank you, Butler.
Wow. Okay. And now it's time. Now it's time to cross to Gardener's World. And the Scott Mills Show's favourite ever plant name. Ready? Here we go.
Evergreen shrubs that come from the forests of China and Southeast Asia make useful ground cover in the garden. The evergreen Sarcococca hookeriana will tolerate my shade.
This is a good one today. That's an actual plant, everybody.
Sarcococca hookerianal.
Hookerianal?
Yes.
Ah, yes.
And now another show that you may have heard of, Tim.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think you may have had a lot to do with it. It's Antiques Road Trip.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Water in your mouth, please.
We know all about that. Mm.
Now, in this episode, it's Anne Widdecombe hunting down some bargains. We join Anne as she's come across an old trunk. But I really can't imagine the look on Anne's face when she found out what they used to keep in the trunk. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
And there's a heck of a trunk, Anne. Isn't that amazing? Look at that.
Yeah.
That really is top quality, isn't it?
That. Extraordinary.
Gorgeous. And a worthy antique.
Well, it's a travelling chest. It's probably for seamen or something.
Oh, not.
Yes, Natalie.
Yes, Natalie. Straight in the face there.
Me
that, was a, that was a good one.
Horrid.
That was a good one.
All water seems to be now on Tim.
Oh,
And thank you to Ben the media planner for sending that one in there.
What's a travelling chest? It's probably for seamen or something.
Now a quick trip to the Great British Bake Off marquee for Paul and Mary's masterclasses. Water, please.
I can't handle this for much longer.
And these two do seem to be getting along quite well these days. Paul and Mary, here we go. As you're about to hear.
Now, I'll take a slice here.
And you know that I always like the end.
I know, I'm giving you that.
Oh. Oh, no.
What happened there?
She just sort of went over herself a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Natalie, you've made a mess of yourself.
She looks broken.
And you know that I always like the end.
I know, I'm giving you that.
Now... Now we're going over to the studios of BBC Radio 2.
Is this session over yet?
Not yet. Sorry, Natalie. Not long now.
Oh, dear.
Radio 2.
No more backwash.
Steve Wright is on the air on Radio 2. Now, I worry that Steve has left the microphones on and getting up to something that he shouldn't have done and maybe should have turned the microphone off. Here we go. Ready, everyone?
Mm-hmm.
Chris,
mm-hmm.
Natalie, Tim, mm-hmm. Here we go.
That was a bit early, wasn't it?
I don't know what's going on.
That music was on. Tim's just looking at me like,
okay.
I didn't get the innuendo with that.
No, there wasn't any. It was just a man just humming weirdly.
It's just warfare. Huh.
Here we go.
Right.
Water, let's get through this.
That was me doing Enya.
Oh, Steve.
He does that face every day in rehearsal.
Oh, marvellous. This Saint-Emilion. All right.
Do you like the Saint-Emilion?
Oh, I think it's just marvellous, isn't it?
It's tasty, isn't it? Okay, more water, please.
I don't drink this much water in rehearsals.
Water. Here you go. Chris?
Yep.
That was me doing Enya, impersonating her.
What is singing?
Okay, like, here we go.
A duck,
two more. Water, please.
Right.
Come on, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. Katie Jo heard that happen. Thank you for your email. She was as puzzled as the rest of us. Just time for one last clip from TV's Tim Wannacott now.
Are we all right?
Water?
Right, one more. Let's do this.
Now, we're going back to Bargain Hunt for a story about an Edwardian gent who had a very strange way of learning how the world works.
This lovely manor in Gloucestershire was home to the collector Charles Paget Wade. As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
Peek into her what?
Exactly. We need to... Can we hear it again, please? Let's try and get through the whole thing.
Okay.
Chris? You're peeking too early, Chris. Here we go.
This lovely manor in Gloucestershire was home to the collector Charles Paget Wade. As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
Right, who's wettest?
I remember it very well, that.
Well, you would.
His grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
Right, who's wettest? Really? Natalie, Tim or Chris?
I'd say maybe Tim. Natalie's quite wet, though.
Yeah. And that was today's Strictly Come Bingo.
Scores, please, Wales.
I'm saying that was a seven.
Seven.
I'm holding it up now just because that's the only paddle I've got. But a seven, yeah. Thank you, Tim, and thank you, Natalie. We'll see you at the weekend on Strictly. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, guys. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. That was epic.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Do you think Tim Warnicott had any idea what was going on during that innuendo bingo?
I don't know. I think he enjoyed it. I didn't expect him to enjoy it so much.
Oh, no, I knew he would love it. But do you think he actually knew what was going on?
In what sense? You don't think he actually got the innuendo?
No, maybe not, no.
He was very excited about all the water going everywhere.
No, Riley, thanks for inviting us, Scotto. Love him. We'll have another Strictly Come Bingo for you next week. Here's a question that someone asked me yesterday, and I just wanted to get your view on it.
Okay.
Would you rather be hot or rich?
Oh, wow.
See? I really couldn't answer it.
I don't know. I've not prepared an answer for this.
I know. It's a hard one, isn't it? Hot or rich?
I would rather be rich.
But why, though?
How hot are you talking?
Hot.
Are you saying like...
smoking hot.
Right. But then are we saying if you're really rich, you have to be really ugly? Is that what... Is it two things?
I think if you're rich, then, yeah, you're...
two opposites.
Below average.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd probably...
You're going
oh,
rich.
I don't know. Yeah, probably.
Imagine being really hot, though.
I'm not that fussed about that.
Are you not... But, what?
I think that comes with problems. That's what I tell myself.
I couldn't answer it.
If you're too hot, if you're ridiculously hot, I think there must be bad things with that.
Like what?
I don't know. It just must be a lot of hassle.
Is this why sometimes when we're talking about really hot men that you know other girls fancy, you're like, yeah, well, he's probably not that nice a guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
There's got to be something wrong with it somewhere. The Scott Mills Daily. How was the wine during today's Inuana Bingo?
Oh, it was lovely.
Because that butler had a semi-on, lovely semi-on
It
for
was,
you.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I think it was just the bottle, mine. It was just water.
Oh, is it like on soap operas where it's not actually wine?
Mm. I think it was all for the effect of trying to make the Strictly Come Bingo look a bit posher.
A bit classier, yeah.
A bit classier, but that's a better word to
oh,
use.
Oh, that's annoying. I was going to get involved with that. That's Taylor Swift and Shake It Off. Many people are asking, what has happened to my photo on the Radio 1 website today? Yeah, if you're clicking on that, don't be alarmed. It looks like I'm off of one of those 90s photo stories.
It does look like you've gone for a new style. It looks like it could be your new picture.
It's because of the Teen Awards. All the DJs have pictures of them up on the website as teenagers. Mine is particularly long. The Scott Mills
Daily. Jamie T here on Radio 1. I mean, it's just ridiculous that I'm put in this position sometimes. Scott's missing. We've sent someone out to go find him. Last we heard, he was in a lift. So we believe that lift is now broken or something like that. So it's me until Scott comes back. He could come through literally any second. What do we do here? Crack on? Crack on. Right. Coming up next is a song by Jack U featuring Kaiser. It's called Take You There. Apparently Skrillex and Diplo, they've teamed up to form Jack U. Here it is. It's all fine, everyone. Scott will be back soon. Kind of loving it, though.
Sorry if that was stressful for you. I had an unforeseen circumstance in a lift. Not like a dancing...
Ask.
Not a dancing
sounds
lift.
Like something happened to you.
No, it's like an elevator. Normally, they go to the top. This one didn't. Floor yeah,
that's
seven.
Because that's what you do when you go in the lift, Scott, is you don't assume someone else is going to press the button. No. You press the button for the level it is.
No, look, I
if
know,
it goes back down, it's because you haven't pressed the button. It's
I know how to use a lift.
You're too famous to use a lift.
No, it's not that. I definitely pressed 8. It just wasn't happening. It was just stuck on 7.
Next time I'm forced into a situation where I have to take control, I'm going to start revealing things.
No, you're not.
Like, stuff's going to come out.
No.
Yes. Next time I'm acting as if it's my show and I'm just going to start saying stuff.
It was brilliant, all the increasingly stressed texts I was getting from Chris as well. Hurry up! Please hurry up!
But there just comes a point where people look and go, you're going to have to do it. Yeah. It's like, this isn't my job.
Mm. I know how to use a lift, everybody. You just press the button and it goes up. Remember that time I tried to hail an underground train?
Yeah. This is amazing. So he stood by the platform, and as the train approached, he put his hand out as if he was waving.
On the tube in London.
Rubbish. So,
it stopped, though. I was tired that day, to be honest. Right on time. This is BBC Radio 1. Let's just recap on what your friend Fernando was saying yesterday. He had a good point, I think.
Yeah, well, his girlfriend was basically saying that he couldn't go on Strictly Come Dancing. Not that he's been offered.
No.
And it kind of stressed him out. All his girlfriend's friends agreed with it as well, said that they would be the same. He was banned, and they had an argument based on something that hadn't even happened.
And why was he banned? Why was Fernando banned from ever going on Strictly? Not that it would happen.
In case he got off with one of the dancers.
Yeah. So this is the same as Simon in Bournemouth, who has been on to us. His girlfriend has said that he's not allowed to sign up for the normal Big Brother for this exact reason, because, like, once he was in there, she doesn't know what he would do. Damien says, once I was asked who my favourite Spice Girl was.
Oh!
This is a while ago. I responded with none. My then girlfriend and her friends had a go at me, saying everyone fancies them and has a favourite. 20 years on, still annoys me. That's a long time ago. Mm. Wow. My ex-girlfriend finished with me because she had a dream that I cheated on her. That's from Andy. Like, there's nothing you can do there.
Mm, a lot of people have had that problem.
Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Lilima here from Aberystwyth.
You're right, Lilima. How are you?
Good. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
All right. So you've had an argument with your other half, haven't you? About what?
I have had an argument with my husband about a EuroMillion win that we didn't win.
Okay, what happened?
We were talking about the lottery win and what we would do if we actually won it. It was a 55 million rollover that night for the EuroMillions. And we started talking about what we would do if we won it. And I said, I think the first thing I'd do is buy a helicopter because the roads out of Aberystwyth are terrible to get to, so we could do a lot of travelling. And he just went, oh, you'd just lose it all, wouldn't you? You'd just waste it all. So we actually went to bed not speaking that night.
So you were just arguing about what you would do with the money and then you didn't actually speak to each other for the rest of the evening?
No, we went to bed not speaking that night. Mm. Over 55 million that we didn't win.
But it hasn't happened.
I know.
Thanks, my love. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
I'm not going to say their name, but I think not being allowed to go to a Katy Perry gig in case you run off with Katy Perry. That's quite extreme. Shout out to the bloke who randomly had a picture with Fern Cotton one night. That didn't go down well.
What do you mean? What do you think happened?
Well, nothing happened, but the girlfriend's like, oh, right, Fern Cotton, is it? Oh, Fern Cotton, is it? It's like, I just had a picture taken with her. Seriously. There's some really paranoid people that listen to this show. The Scott Mills Daily. I believe it's Friday again tomorrow.
You make it sound like a bad... I suppose for you it is kind of, isn't it? You're the only person who sort of dreads the weekend.
It's just coming around really quick. We've got to do the dancings again. It's like, really? Again? Anyway, thanks for all your support so far. Will you be supporting me at the weekend?
Oh, of course I'll be supporting you. I don't think I'm going to be allowed to do... No, not at all. I don't think I'm going to be allowed to do the Radio 1 Twitter kind of takeover thing that I did last time again. Mm. I enjoyed it, though.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
I think you'll like this week's dance because there's an element... Well, there's two elements of danger.
Right.
Yeah. So, Radio 1's Teen Awards are happening on Sunday. We're going to be there. All your favourite DJs are going to be there. Also, Ariana Grande, Labyrinth, Rixton, Ella Henderson, The Vamps and Shawn Mendes. Throwback Thursday is a happening right now on the Radio 1 website. There's loads of photos of all of the Radio 1 DJs in their teenage years. Mine's particularly bad.
Charlie Sloth is particularly good.
Right. I was looking at it, I was like, that is not Charlie Sloth. And then you think, oh, hang on a minute. It is, it's definitely him. When you see his little eyes and his face there, it is, after a while, you're like, it is him. Mm. If you head to the Radio 1 homepage right now, you will see all of us in our adolescent glory. At bbc.co.uk/radio1.
I mean, you looking quite incredible on this thing.
I look like I'm off of that game Dream Phone. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Hello.
Also, you're neither smiling nor looking sad. It's an odd look. I'm not sure what caption to give it.
I'm not sure what's happening with my hair.
I don't think it's your best picture.
No, I was like 18 then, yeah. So we also want super cringe photos of you in your teens, whether they're taken last week, last year, or in some of our DJ's cases, maybe a few years ago.
I mean, is this an old promo picture of yours? It looks like...
It is.
It's not a normal picture. It's
not
a picture of a normal teenage boy. That is someone trying to pose.
No, that is a DJ card from my first radio station.
Oh, right.
When I was like 17, 18.
Right, okay.
As you can see. A slightly DJ look about me there. I'm trying to look dreamy, I think, and it's not really happening. Use the hashtag R1TBT and we'll put some of the best ones on Twitter and Facebook. I'm kind of bored of having that one now because so many people are like, what's that picture of you? So I actually managed to change it.
You're getting
it.
Quite a lot of, not abuse, not abuse is the wrong word, but you know what I mean. A lot of negativity.
I think it's like if I'm prepared to put that picture on, do you know what I mean? I've done worse things in public lately.
True.
So I think it's fine. Don't hate, do you know what I mean? It's quite a nice picture.
It's a funny picture.
It's a funny picture. It's of its time. Anyway, I'm bored of that one now. I'm bored of what people are saying about it, so I'm about to change it to one of you. The one that I found the other day.
I said I couldn't find a picture of me.
I know, but I found it for you. Did you actually say that?
Yes.
Oh, whatever. They're all over your Facebook.
Which one?
Why did you... Right,
also, what do you mean you'll put it on the website? You don't know how to do that. You
all the other DJs have given a picture of themselves when they were teenagers. Why haven't you done that?
I couldn't find an appropriate one.
Okay, well, I'm changing it right now.
You haven't even got a power to be able to...
So I have. I'm changing it now. So now, when it says on air now, when you go to the Radio 1 homepage, it's a picture of Chris in a canoe. Do you know the one I mean?
Yes, I do, but I don't know how you've got it. Yeah. It's not even on my Facebook, I don't think. Maybe it is. That's from ages ago. That was from when I was probably about 14.
Where were you in a canoe there, please?
I think I was in Newquay. or possibly Bude.
Oh, lovely. Radio 1 website now for that. Just a couple of typings, and I managed to change it. You didn't think I had the power to do that?
I didn't.
Or knew how to, and I do, so there.
This picture of me in a canoe that you kind of threatened me with, it's
is
not...
It there, yeah?
No.
What do you mean
so
it's not
there? So it's
either
that you haven't got the picture and you're making this up just to annoy me, which is a high chance.
I put it on.
Or your coding skills that you said that you had, which I was dubious about anyway, aren't effective enough to put a picture up on a website.
Trying to sort that now for you. BBC
Radio 1.
I think I've messed it up.
I don't know what you've done, but I think you've broken the Radio 1 homepage.
Right.
It's just pictures of me everywhere.
I know. I was supposed to replace the picture of teenage me with teenage you.
It's just gone wrong.
On a canoe. I've now filled up, you know where the songs normally come up? I've filled up the song part with you. It's funny though.
But where there should be a song, every one of these boxes a picture of me in a canoe. 13-year-old me.
I need to get back on the codings. I knew I should have more lessons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yeah, about 7 pictures of you on there at the moment.
No.
Same picture in a canoe. Some people are criticising your technique.
I'm 13.
Terrible. The Scott Mills Daily. Lorenzo's been on from London going, I love how you totally just spammed the Radio 1 website with loads of pictures of Chris on a canoe. I know. I don't know what I'm doing. Will this change it back, do you think?
I've worked out it was a school trip to Bude in Cornwall.
Oh, that's lovely then. What was it, year 8, year 7?
Year 8, yeah.
That will come off, won't it? It won't be like that on the website forever now.
People have been scrambled everywhere trying to figure out what you've done.
Oh, yeah, people like running around like loons in the internet department at the moment. This is Radio 1, the Saturdays. Come on, come on. Disco Love. Oh, no, I'm doing what they did on Radio 2 when they were singing along.
Singing along to the songs, yeah.
That's never good. From Inuna Bingo earlier. What's he doing?
That was me doing Enya.
Okay then.
That was me doing Enya.
Thanks for that.
Impersonating her.
All right. What's he doing?
That was the weirdest moment when Tim Wannacott was kind of looking at me with his bandana on and that noise was going, I lost it.
Absolutely lost it. Okay then. Good afternoon, Greg James.
Good afternoon to you all.
How
nice to see you both sober.
Nice to see you sober for a change.
Oh, I very much enjoyed Strictly Come Bingo today.
How good is Tim Wannacott?
Wannacott is the best, isn't he?
Hello there. Oh, put this plastic over yourself. Would you like the plastic?
The best one was from you, though, when you were talking about the live lounge and Scott was talking about dry ice.
Mm. Hey! So, here we are all then for Thursday's Real or No Real. Are we ready to go, everybody?
Mm.
What's on your show today, please?
We have films with Rihanna film reviews. We have the fired candidate.
Yes.
Okay, it was a double firing.
Yeah.
We have the fired candidates on after 4:30.
You're going to get so much stick for that.
From The Apprentice.
No, it's like, well, it was going to happen. It's not a plot spoiler. We'll warn you when they're on, though.
Yeah.
You don't know which two, but it's two people.
I know one of them, but don't know the other because I haven't watched the second episode.
Aha. Uh-huh. That was the second episode.
That's what Greg's just given away.
Oh.
Yeah, but that's fine. It's fine.
I don't know, mate. I'm not happy with that.
What do you mean?
To be fair, I watched it last night. So, okay.
But we've got a brilliant chat. If you watched it last night, you will love the chat we have with the two fired people from The Apprentice last night. And big guests after 5, Mel B and the X Factor boys, including Andrea Faustini, Jake Crickenden, Paul Acaster and Jack Walton.
Very good. So that's Greg's show today from 4:00. Is this true or not?
On average, men with deeper voices earn more than men with high-pitched voices.
In what business?
Well,
just earn more, like any business.
Because I would say voiceover work.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yes.
Well, X Factor voiceover man. Hi, Peter Dixon.
Mm,
minted.
Hello.
Absolutely minted.
Mm. And all the film ones, they're deep voices rather than... Mm. I mean, it would be nice to vary it up a little bit.
Pete Tong. Richest
yeah.
Radio 1 DJ by far.
Yeah, by far.
Mm. Interesting.
So, I mean, is there any voiceover work for really high-voiced men?
I don't know. There isn't really, is there? You don't see, like, the new Star Wars film come out.
Hello.
In cinemas for Monday!
Rated PG.
The new album by Ben Howard. Out Monday.
It doesn't happen, does it?
Maybe it's a thing.
Yeah, maybe it is. This is a good fact, and it just makes you think.
So this is not just in voiceovers. This is, I think, in every walk of life, every job. Do men with deeper voices earn more money, real or no real, Greg?
I'm going to say real.
I think most bosses have deep voices. For male
what
bosses,
are you on about?
I mean.
What a fact.
Most
a quote
bosses.
From Chris.
Well, no, because there's always a lot of gravitas with bosses, generally. You don't have many bosses with silly voices. Let's just put it like that.
Mm, okay.
So, real.
That one is real.
Yes.
According to a study in America, men with deeper voices in charge of US companies earn, on average, $187,000 more a year than
wow.
those with higher voices. And next.
At least 500 cans of hairspray are used in every series of Strictly Come Dancing, enough to fill two bathtubs.
Well, everyone looks very well groomed.
Yes.
And that, did you see me last weekend?
Well, I was just about to say, however, but even that must have used a lot of materials to get looking like that.
Yeah, you do.
Was not there just a thrown together, love.
Was there a moment you looked in the mirror last week before you went on? I don't know, maybe you went to the toilet before or something like that, and you're in the crab suit.
Mm.
Can only
Sorry,
imagine
just
how that would have worked.
Yeah, just picture that for a second. Just Scott trying to peel off the suit to go to the toilet.
Think about it.
Looks in the mirror. and like... But, I mean, did you ever think that it... Did, you know, you realised how you looked?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do give you mirrors.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're not looking at yourself before you go on.
Like those shows where you do like a losing weight thing over 4 weeks and they don't show you a mirror and then they go, oh my God, I look amazing.
I know.
They should dress you and then just before you go on telly they should go, you ready to see what you look like, Scott? Yeah. That. Lobster.
Are we really supposed to believe on those shows they haven't seen a mirror for 3 weeks?
Yeah, no.
There's an advert like that in a minute as well.
I know.
Is Snog Marry Avoid still on?
No.
That was a good one, wasn't it, for that kind of thing?
Yeah. But do Strictly use too much hairspray?
Yes, they do.
How do you know?
They use that amount.
Yeah.
I can imagine that they do, because you're all at it, aren't you, with the hairspray?
So they're all at it.
Oh, if you go into the hair department of Strictly... Whoa.
The hair department?
Yeah.
There's a hair department.
Earlier on the show, he said he was talking about the work here, Radio 1, and said that he gave a shout-out to the internet department.
Real or no real, Strictly hairspray?
Real.
No real.
That one's real.
Oh.
Let me tell you that on Strictly, they use an average of one whole can per dancer per episode.
That's ridiculous. That's so unnecessary.
A whole can each. So, Teen Awards coming on Sunday. Here is something else we learnt, or did we, when researching the Radio 1 presenter's teenage years.
When Nick Grimshaw was a teenager, he collected cardboard cutout celebrities from his local video rental shop and had photos with them in his bedroom, pretending he was at a celebrity party.
But... I don't know.
You've got to learn somewhere. That's the thing. Whatever people do in life, they've learnt... through various different things. Grimmy is incredible with famous people.
I mean, he's a very good networker.
They flock to him.
They do.
So you can only imagine he practised in his bedroom.
Do you remember, this is a little bit of an old reference, but hey, why not? Home Alone, when he does the party and is in the house to pretend that there's lots of people in there,
so
he has
cool.
cardboard cutouts of famous people and puts them on strings and then puts one of them on a train that goes around a little track to make it look like there's more people there. Maybe that's where Grimmy got the idea from.
I reckon Grimmy did do that with cardboard cutouts of Kate Moss.
Rocking around the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
I think this, I mean, you have got to learn somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to have just, if you think about it, Grimmy just kind of, one day came out of nowhere and then suddenly was friends with famous people. He was. Like, you didn't really know about him much before. You got to learn that somewhere.
And it's from cardboard cutouts. Imagine going into the video shop and asking for the leftovers. Sorry, have you finished with that Bruce Willis, or can I take that home?
Real or no real?
What are you saying, Greg?
I'm gonna say real.
No real.
That one is no real.
No, he's just a natural at it. And finally, here's today's last fact.
UK drum and bass producer Wilkinson shaves his nipples.
Wow.
Didn't expect this.
That took
a while to compute.
Yeah.
Wilkinson there off of Afterglow and some others. And,
okay.
He's a nice guy, but he, I mean, some people will still be nice and will shave their nipples, but is he one of them?
Interesting. I've never given it some thought.
Yeah, I don't know where to go at this one, because...
I mean, well, let's do a straw poll. Chris, do you, have you ever?
No. Greg?
No. Have you?
I don't think so. Right. Maybe trimmed.
Oh, good.
Maybe trimmed.
Good.
Well, that's good to know.
Okay.
But is it? Are we just saying he's just got hair around nipples and that's it?
I don't know. It's something that he's obviously keen to remove, if that is the case. I'm going to say no real.
I've not really ever thought about it, really.
This is ridiculous. Mm. No real.
I'm going to say no real.
That one is real.
Oh. And I can tell you how.
How do you know this?
I know this because Becky Hill told me last night. Ah. Becky Hill, of course, off of Wilkinson.
How did you get round to that conversation?
I asked her to tell me something about another pop star that I didn't know, and she told me that Wilkinson shaves his nipples. Then she got out her phone and was like, texted him, and she showed me the text. Is it true that you shave your nipples? He put, what? Yes, I do. The hair, not the nipple itself. Then she's texted back and she screenshotted this for me. Sorry, Mark, I have to tell Scott Mills about this. Do forgive me. So it's true.
There
so not,
you
the,
go.
Not the actual nip, just the hair around. And at the end of that round of real or no real,
I got 30, Greg got 10.
We've just seen the text. It's on Becky Hill's Twitter.
It's good, isn't it?
And it says, what? Ha 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 ha. What? But yes, I do.
Brilliant.
Good-o.
Now, tomorrow on this show, each one of the DJs has some co-hosts because of the Teen Awards. Mm. So you've got Ariana Grande on.
Mm. She's doing her very own Feet Up Friday tomorrow.
Is she?
Yeah, picking all the songs and stuff.
I'd like to have an Ariana Grande, please. And also, we have got Rixton on the show. Yeah. I've got a bit of a surprise for them as well, which I don't know whether they know about yet, but it's big. So Rixton are co-hosting the whole show. Anything you want me to ask them to do, anything you want me to, you know, put to them, anything at all, 1 till 4 tomorrow. Rixton are co-hosting ahead of the Teen Awards and a massive surprise for them, which will throw them in the deep end slightly.
Are you going to shave the nipples?
No. That's Thursday's show. Tomorrow, ahead of the Teen Awards at the weekend, Rixton are in, co-hosting the whole show from 1 p.m. Scott Mills, ABC Radio.